And welcome back on Katy Country 94 Z96.3 Sports. Dusty Don is joined now by the new head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay football team, Dean Gangler, a very familiar face at St. John's, an assistant coach last year with the Blue Jays football team. First of all, Coach, thanks for taking some time to join us here. How excited are you, and how cool is it for you to be coaching now as a head coach at your alma mater?
Well, thanks for having me on, Dusty. I am excited about it. A lot of times it's hard to tell what you want to be excited about and different things that you're doing, but in this case, I'm really excited with the opportunity that's out there. I think I am a graduate of St. John's, and I'm related to just almost everybody in Tipton. So my mother was from there, so I've got a lot of connections to both schools, and kind of a lifelong commitment on my end, I guess, to the school, and trying to give back in some way. And coaching, I think, is something I feel a calling to do. So I'm glad to do it, and looking forward to getting started with it.
We're kind of talking off air about your pedigree, I guess, and your history in coaching and some of those things and what you bring to the table. Just give a little bit of your background in coaching and how you got started and now how you've come back into it.
Yeah, I started, I played basically all plays through high school, then went to Fort Hays, graduated from Fort Hays, and when I left there, I went down to campus high school at Haysville, down in Wichita, a 5A school down there, and it was a couple years I had the offensive, defensive lines down there for those 2 years, and the varsity staff, and JV, coached some basketball and stuff down there too, so then from there, kind of went into coaching with my own kids, going through more your kind of the Bucks sort of level that we have in Beloit. Did a lot of that as we went back there. I coached 2 years, and then I went to law school. So I was kind of out of coaching for a decent period of time, and then coached my own kids. But as far as getting back into the high school ranks, that was kind of just more last year with assistant coaching at St. John's. Always kind of had a desire to help with that and do what I could with it. And, sometimes opportunities are there and sometimes they're not. So an opportunity has come up here. So I'm kind of getting back into that and hoping I can do a good job with it.
As you look at this team, St. John's Tipton, you're familiar with them. You know these kids because some of your kids have gone to school with them and maybe some of their brothers and sisters and things like that. But as you had a chance to be an assistant coach last year, what do you feel this team's strengths are as you head into it here for the 2019 season?
Well, I think every year can be different just depending what you're trying to emphasize and how you're wanting to do it. But I think what we've got is we've got a good nucleus of kids. We're still not overly experienced, but we do have good experience out there. And we've got some kids with some size, and we've got some kids with some speed. And I think if you combine kids with some size and kids with some speed and try to get the most that you can out of them at the positions they're in, I think we have a good chance to be really successful. And that'll be a lot of, just how I can get the kids motivated to do what they can do and really motivate them to do the very best they can do at any position they're in. So I look forward to the opportunity. I think we're in good shape for it.
I'm not going to ask you to give away any of your secrets or anything like that, but as a offensive lineman and an all-conference offensive lineman in college as a center, I'm guessing you feel like the game starts with the run and the guys up front, right?
I think it starts. I'll go as far as to say I think it starts with the linemen. I got to hold my lineman stance up there. I was a running back in high school, so I kind of had to walk both sides of the fence too. But yeah, I feel like up front is where everything starts. And if you're losing there consistently, you're not going to win very many other spots on the field. Now, 8-man can be, a little more of speed can really get you somewhere in 8-man a little more so than maybe 11-man, but I think you can, and you don't necessarily have to have the size to do it either, but I do think that the your technique and stuff like that, and not every kid is going to be coached to be a college level lineman, but there are techniques and ways of blocking and so on that any kid any size can learn. And I remember back in my high school days, Clifton Clyde, or Clyde back at the time, ran a power offense single wing for years with 150, 160-pound linemen. So I know it. I know that can be done with different size of kids, but I do believe, you know, the line is where it starts. Whether that line is protecting for a pass or whether they're pushing for a run, I think that's where it starts.
Dean Gingler, the new head football coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We're going to get into more of the football aspects of it when we get closer to the season starting. But, Dean, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the new job, and we'll look forward to talking with you in the fall, all right?
All right. Thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.